All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're starting you off with Lady Death number 0, Death Becomes Her, again in reading order. We've got a four-parter coming after that. By the way, guys, you really kicked ass and fucking smashed all the goals when it came to Lady Death's brand new video game. Yeah, you heard it right. You made more money than they ever believed. It's amazing, guys. People really wanted Lady Death to have a video game, and they fucking put their money where their mouth was. And it is funded well beyond what they expected. It is amazing, guys, to see the whole Lady Death fan base just really kicking in for this game. I'm definitely going to buy it as soon as it comes out. Hopefully there'll be a GOG version, but if not, I'm still going to buy it anyway because I want to support Coffin Comics and Lady Death. And if you guys like Lady Death, you need to support Coffin Comics and their Lady Death series, which are a little different. By the way, this new Lady Death game, it's not based on anything we're reading here. This is all considered like retcon, unfortunately, even though I love it. Even the Evil Ernie stuff, which sucks, but yeah, unfortunately, you know, Brian Polito had to do what he had to do. So while not too much has changed, as far as I can see from the game, it still is going to be a very different Lady Death without familiar characters from the Chaos Comics universe that Dynamite bought. And as for Dynamite, Dynamite is having a massive, and I mean absolutely fucking massive sale right now in Humble Bundle. You can get 75 items, and it's literally 50,000 pages of comics for $20. Yeah, it's digital like this, but you're getting all kinds of stuff. There's even Chaos stuff in there, guys. There's Chaos stuff in there. There's Ash versus Evil Dead, or what, Army of Darkness. I forgot what they call it in there. I think it's Army of Darkness there. Everything. Everything that Dynamite is known for, except for The Boys, but they've done that so many times that, like, if you don't have The Boys by now in digital, I really don't know what to tell you. I've got, like, 50 different versions of it that I've bought over the years. So, they don't have that. But they have all the other good stuff. So, please, please pick that bundle up. It's $20 for 50,000 pages of comics. And I'm not bullshitting you. I downloaded it myself. I bought it myself just to support Dynamite further. Please do the same. And support Coffin when you buy the Coffin game. You know, the new Lady Death game. There's even going to be a Super Nintendo-looking cover version of it and a Sega version of it. You know, they want to go real old school. Got this great dev team out of Australia. They've been working on the Phantom, so the Phantom's gonna hit you, and then Lady Death's gonna come out a couple years later. It takes time to make a game, takes time to make a good game, so let's wait, you know. All right, so with that out of the way, let's start Lady Death. Death Becomes Her, November 97. The story so far, in case you guys forgot. With the power of Odin finally his, Genocide stood ready to unmake all creation. We remember that. Using energy harvested from the Valkyries and Lady Death, he created an unstoppable blast of power to destroy the nexus of all things, birthplace of creation itself. But the Asgardian Tyr gave his life to deflect the beam and save creation. On Wrathworld, Lady Death and her sister Vandala fought against overwhelming odds. Only the arrival of Brock, bearing a new blade for Lady Death with the ominous name Nightmare, turned the tide. But is Lady Death now under the malignant sword's influence? The Odin Force incinerated Wrathworld, then struck a forbidding barrier known as the Forever Wall on the far side of infinity. Whether prison or protection for the cosmos, the wall is now cracked and something terrible gazed through. The Crucible was ended and creation was saved, but Lady Death chose to leave Asgard. She is ready for her long-delayed return to Hell and the Endless Graveyard. Okay, let's get started. Asgard. Where is Hope, Volnavia? She's gone, Vandala. She left in the night. Gone where? Gone to Hell. Deep amid the unknown. Why am I drawn here? Drawn to all this destruction. This entire universe is dead. It's so peaceful. I am not alone. You're making your presence known in the cosmos. Who are you? What do you want? I simply wanted to meet you. It is death, my lady. Oh, she says that. Is that the answer? Peace through annihilation? How tempting. And then back to this. Yes, the final embrace. Death. To hell with you. Where did it go? I am not here for confrontation. What have I done to deserve your attention? You vanquished the father of lies. Is that not enough? Oh, I see. You're fascinated by me. I am the chosen one. I decide the outcome of the judgment war. You fear me and what I may do. Fear you? Ridiculous. I am here because of your feelings towards death. Everything about you is done in death's name. Your drive, your ambition, your namesake. You are powerful, but think narrowly. You believe I am evil, that I am the end. That is simply not so, Lady Death. Liar! You claim my mother's life before her time. You claim my loved ones, my friends. You stole my life. Nonsense. Death is not the end. Notions of good and bad, right and wrong, don't apply to death. Death simply is. Stop lying to yourself. You made your choices. You carved out the life you live. Let me ask you, do you believe your life would be as it is now had your mother lived? Of course! Everything would be the same, but I would have my mother. Don't you see? People are vile. They cannot be trusted. They'll steal your joy away. They'll leave you with nothing. Let's see. How goes your family, Matthias? It goes. I've had many wives in the last few centuries. Did I tell you how I met this one? I was posing as a Christian missionary. Ha! How better to slay Vikings. How poetic. Indeed, I murdered her husband and took her for my own. She's never suspected the truth. Ah, ha, 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 ha! But she's useless to me now. She can't sire me a son. Tomorrow I slit her throat. Mother! Try as you might, you cannot help her. You can only gaze and wonder what might have been. Oh, and then he says, then my little daughter, too. Though I've played the doting wife well, a true Viking never forgets her upbringing. Marion, dear, where are you? You're shaking, dear. What is the matter? Nothing. Come to bed, Matthias. It's cold. Matthias! Urgh! This is for my beloved husband! Witch! Mother! Father! What's all the noise? Hope, go away, girl. I'll catch up with you later. You will learn your place, Marion. Mother, no, the fire. What? Hope? Ah! No, this isn't happening. No, no. Mother, did you have to? He meant to kill us both, child. With Matthias gone, the village prospered. Your mother was regarded as a beloved and trusted ruler, and a fierce, uncompromising warrior. Sorry, guys, let me do that again. And a fierce, uncompromising warrior. You staved off many attacks with her, yet your heart never turned black as it is now. Yet you were not without your sorrows. It's times like these, with the winter winds roaring, that I'm reminded of Vandala and Volnavia. You never spoke of them, Mother. Who are they? I lost them in a blizzard. I was fleeing Christians. I wonder, are they still alive? Marion, it's my boy! He's got the plague! So it has finally caught up with us. Not long thereafter, the village was overcome with the Black Death. Hope, I must speak with you! Niccolo, what brings you back? I thought you were at university. Are you sure? Unquestionably, I've learned a cure for a plague. According to recent Arabic texts, we must lance the plague's swellings, allow the wound to breathe. But bleeding the patient is the Christian way to healing, and it is useless. Marion, I want you to advocate my approach. I want you to ask the villagers to let me try and help them. I will. You have my word. The villagers agreed, and a fortnight later, I've done all I can. Now the rest is up to God. The girl you tried to save, she's gone. It's as I feared. She was too far gone to begin with. The villagers are a superstitious lot. How are they reacting? You're not Christian. We're crossing the word of God. We're doomed, and it's all your fault. This has nothing to do with God. The cure works. I've seen it. To hell with them, Mother. You cannot blame them, Hope. They're afraid. We must be a stand for them. When times are tough, we must stand tall, Hope. The villagers, they're worthless. They're nothing but cattle. They're better off dead. They simply fear the unknown. Don't lose sight of our mission here. You said nothing would change had your mother lived. Is that what you see? They suffered as you suffered, Hope. What kind of rulers are they? Marion hides in her castle while we perish. It's the Knight Templars. Not now. Not as we've lost so many to plague. They've come to punish us in the name of God. I declare this village unchristian in the eyes of God. Attack the blasphemers! Stand strong, girl. We've got to show our people strength. I am not afraid. You can count on me, Mother. We shall stand together. Oh, excuse me, guys. Hope, look, the villagers are rallying. Pray for forgiveness. Grrrr! Ah! There's the heathen scholar we followed. In the name of God, I shall strike you down. Ah! The troops are weakening, Mother. We're outmanned. Don't let the Templars weigh you. This is our holy... this is our holy mission. They use the name of the Lord to mask the truth. They're butchers. Stand your ground. If this be the end, bring it on. When all seemed lost. Vandala, look. We finally caught up with them. They'll pay for destroying our villages. Attack the Templars while their backs are turned. Not another soul will ever die if we have our way this night. Tonight, the Templars' reign of terror ends. Mmph. Could it be? Vandala? Vonavia? Niccolo? I'll make it. We mocked them, yet we stood by our side. Takes a special person to do that. Hold on, I think that's weird how that's written. I think it's supposed to be like this. Though the battle waged until morning light, the combined might of the warriors felled the Templars. And then it's, we mocked them, yet they stood by our side. It takes a special person to do that. Mother? Niccolo, could you cure on my father? Niccolo staved off the plague, and Marion shared the cure with the other villages. Later, Niccolo and Hope married and had many children. Though their lives were tough and wrought with endless challenges, they went down in history as beloved warrior maidens. Why do you torment me with this story? I simply showed you another possibility. Had your mother lived, this could have transpired. You wouldn't have turned to the dark. But I had no choice. To save myself, I had to renounce my humanity. I had to die. Die? Who said you are dead? Yet. You renounce your humanity, but you never died. Your existence has simply been extended due to forces beyond my control. You are not immortal. You are mine whenever I choose. Lies! Have you not learned anything? How do I defeat you? You can't. I simply am. Be seeing you, Hope. Be seeing you. End. Epilogue. In hell lies the city of Volgoth, home to liars and cheats. He came to this city to be left alone, to be lost in the crowd, Yay! But quiet is not known to cremate or blacksmith to the archdukes of hell. Any other takers, or can I finish my ale? Eh? Looking for trouble, little demon? Then you found it. Where was I? Oh, that's right. I was capturing the attentions of a splendid demoness before these fools interrupted me. What? It cannot be! Lady Demon? Where did she go? I can't believe my eyes. It was her, was it not? Okay. Ooh, some postponed books. Okay. Some action figure news. You know, just stuff you'd find in the back of comics. And the last rites. We're going into wicked ways. You want me to read? I'll read this. The Lady Death Number Zero was intended as an introspective journey for the ravishing goddess. I see her at a crossroads. During the Odyssey and the Crucible, we saw her go from dark to light and then to dark again. She's about to plunge into the pitch black of darkness for an extended period of time, due in part to Nightmare, her new sword, and due to what she believes rewards her. She truly believes that her anger is the way to solve her problems, so she's heading into some wild territory. To get her entire monumental story told before some devastating events occur to the Chaos Cosmos around the millennium, Lady Death is going monthly. Yep, starting in January, we'll deliver each and every month. I have her story laid out, and we got lots of cool territory to cover. Stephen Hughes has committed the first 5-issue story arc, which we're just covering the first 4 of that. You know, that's the main arc there. I can imagine what you're already thinking. Who's going to draw Lady Death next? Honestly, I don't know yet. I have an agreement with Stephen that whoever draws the next arc has our mutual approval. I'm also aware that to line up an artist to take over a story arc or to be the alternate Lady Death artist will be a mighty challenge. After all, no one has drawn her in extended stories except Stephen. Who do you think I should go after as our second Lady Death artist? Let your voice be heard. So what will Lady Death's next story arc be about? First, it's called Wicked Ways, and we will be covering that very shortly. It will involve a new villainess called Leviatha. I assure you, Leviatha is a villainess to remember. Lady Death has never encountered a foe like this. The story is set in Hell, which Lady Death returns to claim sovereignty over it. It co-stars Cremator, Pagan, Visago, the Nameless Wolf, Seance, and Lady Demon, all people we are familiar with. Wicked Ways deals with a damning secret that has massive implications about Lady Death. To make it worse, I've added Nightmare, the sword that demands blood. Don't underestimate that sword. Something's up with it. Something that makes matters much, much worse. Beyond the Wicked Ways storyline, we will deal with Lady Death's status as the Chosen One, a purgatory rematch, and, well, anything else will spoil the surprises to come. Let's just say we ain't gonna run out of stories. So as you can tell, things won't be getting easier for Lady Death anytime soon. Nope, it just isn't in the cards for her. Then again, I think that's the way she likes it. Okay, so there you go. Some fan art. Oh, that's always cool to see. Cosplay. Yep. Yeah, again, that's always cool to see. All right.